Hello, everyone. Sorry, I'm a couple minutes late. Just trying to get a potty situation handled.
Y'all don't know, it's that time of month. Potty time takes a little extra time. Just saying. All right. Let's get going. And we will, let's see. I said I was going to call on Laura Gary first. If she's here, she can go ahead and raise her hand. If she's not here yet, I'll get somebody else. Tell you what, let me grab, while we're waiting, let me grab Amanda first. And then when Laura gets here, I'll call on Laura. Who is my coach that's here today? Whoever that is, will you let Emily know that I'm still on calls? She doesn't know I'm coaching right now. She's texting me wanting to talk. Just tell her I'll catch her. Tell her we can catch up tomorrow. All right. Can I hear you?
I think so.
Okay, there we go. Yes.
Yep.
Okay. All right. What are we coaching on?
Thank you for taking me. You've coached me before, and I'm working on urges right now.
Oh, and good. Okay.
Betsy, and I think I'm in the thick of it. Like, I am doing all kinds of urge worksheets. I'm doing discovery sheets. I'm doing models. I think it overwhelmed Betsy yesterday with some models. But I guess
you think you overwhelmed Betsy.
Well, I was like,
that's hilarious.
My handwriting, and you know, it wasn't the neatest thing, but I wanted to get it down. And I guess where I'm at is, I keep coming back to the damn word comfort, and she has me rephrasing it. And the question she asked me was, I think what she asked me was, what else could I use to get the same feeling? Like, she, you know, I've been using this word comfort for so many years. It just, that's what I associate it with, but it doesn't make me comfortable because the next day I'm feeling like crap. And
that's what you feel the next day. What do you feel in the moment?
That's it. I'm trying to narrow that down. Like, I'm trying
probably
to
feel comforted. If that's what you keep calling it, I feel pretty fucking comfortable with a plate of nachos.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not just stating the obvious.
Yeah, I know. And so I'm trying to think, what do I do in that moment? It's at night. Oftentimes on all my sheets, I'm, you know, have to go to the bathroom, and then somehow I put myself, being accountable, walk myself downstairs, and I, you know.
There's no somehow. Let's just, like, no, let's tell absolutely. The story how it happens.
Yes, I walk myself.
Yes, like, yeah. Your brain has one version of the story that's not working.
Right.
Which is, you know, I find myself going down there. Like, talk about it authoritative. Like, I go to the bathroom. I want to go eat. I walk downstairs. Like, this, like, it's got to be that, like, boring.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing more, like, so I've gotten to the point where the new thoughts are in my head. I hear the new thoughts.
Good. That's a lot of progress.
I'm making, you know, do you really want this? And then I'm like, yep, I'm making the choice. And
So tell me in the moment, why are you making the choice? Like there's nothing going wrong here. Everything's going right so far. You have trained yourself to now start at least asking yourself conscious questions, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's progress.
I listened to your other call just a few minutes ago, and the one where it says you got to stop looking at the result. You need to look at, I think, the work up to the result. And so I feel like I'm putting a lot of work into it, but I'm not.
Well, you are, and we know because you're starting to get results from it.
Yeah.
Unless you feel like you're not getting results from it because you're still eating.
I am, because I'm at 51 pounds lost. Thank you very much. And I feel like this is it. Like, this is it. This is the biggest part of my training. Like, I lose and gain these same 5 pounds, and it's
okay. And the only thing stopping the 5 pounds is this nighttime eating, correct?
I feel mostly.
Okay. So it's probably the biggest offender. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So when's the last time it happened?
Last night.
Okay, so last night, what did we have?
Peanut butter seems to be the choices lately. I don't know.
It's good. We got peanut butter in the house right now. I'm going to tell you, peanut butter's good.
Yeah.
If I ever go to town on a jar of peanut butter, I can tell you in the moment, it's great.
I know too, like the other thing is we've been working really hard on is buffering feelings and sitting with those feelings. You know, all my data is like uncomfortable is like the big thing I'm learning in every aspect of my life.
Okay. And so tell me this. So last night, the circumstance is what? So we have down here 8 peanut butter, right?
Right.
And you did not plan peanut butter and you did not want peanut butter until you hit an urge.
Right. Today I planned peanut butter though.
That's fine. I want to go back to last night though. What was your thought about so you had an urge and what was the thought?
I made the choice to eat it. That was the thought. I'm going to eat the peanut butter.
Why though? Why did you want peanut butter last night? You were in bed, then you got up to go to the bathroom, and then you went downstairs to get peanut butter.
The thought is about comfort, that this will help me get back to sleep. The thought is
this will help me get to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And what are you telling yourself instead of that? Do you believe that it helps you get back to sleep?
I do. I do believe.
Why do you believe that?
It's been my tool for 25 years.
What if you're wrong though? What if for 25 years you just happened to be eating and that wasn't what got you back to sleep? What if it was always a thought that got you back to sleep?
Well, I have, since this work, I have gotten to sleep other ways. So it's not the peanut butter. There's other things that I can fall back to sleep on. I do agree with that. Yeah.
Well, for sure. But I will tell you, not one time peanut butter got you back to sleep. Or food.
Okay.
Tell me your thought after you eat it.
My thought or feeling? Thought. My thought is, I don't know.
Tell me your feeling after you eat the peanut butter.
Full.
Full. And what is your emotional feeling though? So your stomach feels full.
It's like
and you
a
think
piece.
What?
It's like a,
So what gives you the feeling of relaxed?
Here is a mess. Other than food or just,
it's not the food. Here, let me show you your model. So we're going to just bypass this bad boy. So we're going to put up here 8 food. Relaxed. That did not do it. Do you notice there's this big gaping hole in your model? It's like the Grand Canyon and you're not filling it up. You're doing what everybody says. Oh my God, I'm just going to tell you, Grant. No, for real, this time it was really, the feeling comes from the circumstance. It never happened that way. Not one single time ever in 25 years.
Okay.
You always relaxed because some thoughts stopped. And right now, you're just letting food stop the thoughts rather than you just stopping them yourself. You could just lose some weight and stop them yourself.
So do I concentrate on the thoughts more than the feelings? Because I've been trying
to concentrate. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to stop talking about anything until you tell me why you feel relaxed.
Okay. Why do I feel relaxed?
You're trying to figure out how to solve this. The only way to figure out how to solve it is to figure out what's been working the whole fucking time.
Well, I think the thought is if I eat food, I will relax. Is that the thought?
That's what's getting you to actually eat the food. That's the other model. So the model that I was working where the action line is eat food, that's coming from the busted thought. If I eat, I will be relaxed.
Okay. So are you?
That's not ever been what's happened. You've just been lying to yourself all these years.
Okay.
You could also say, if I quit thinking these thoughts, I will feel relaxed.
So I guess I'm trying to get the thoughts you're asking me is at the moment, what are my thoughts?
You feel relaxed. All right, close your eyes for a minute. Now go back to last night.
Yep.
You've ate peanut butter. You've walked consciously back to your bed. You feel relaxed because you're thinking what?
I'm thinking I took care of whatever was bothering me. I took action. I did something to.
But you're literally laying down in your bed. I want you to visualize yourself in your bed with your favorite blankie and your pillow and all the things. And I want you to really think about what you're thinking. Are you really sitting there going, I took action. I solved my problems. Whatever it was, that is what I just did. I'm going to doubt that's not what you were thinking.
Oh, my goodness. Maybe you need to pause me and go to somebody else first. No,
we do not need to do that.
Oh, boy.
It is a very probably simple, just run-of-the-mill little thought.
Can you give me examples?
Like, that feels better.
Yeah, I mean, I
now I can relax.
Yeah, I do feel. Yeah, absolutely. I feel like sometimes it's like, I don't know what I'm trying to avoid, but I know that it does feel better. That is a thought I would have. That does feel better. Yeah. Yeah.
So now what we want to do is we want to be able to do that without eating the food. Now I can relax. I feel because better.
Something I put down as in one of your forms, you ask, what else can you do that's easy in that moment? I don't know if it's on your work urge worksheet, but it's drink water, but drink water doesn't give me the same feeling.
It's because you don't have the thought, now I feel better. You have the thought, this doesn't give me the same feeling as peanut butter.
Okay.
It's how you're talking about all of it to yourself.
How I'm thinking about it, yeah.
Yeah. Like you're really, like your only problem right now is that you really believe that the eating has always been what's allowed you to relax.
That's what Betsy says.
Yeah. It's never been the eating.
Yeah.
It is always some thought that you're having either after, like after you've ate that allowed you to relax. All I want you to do now is figure out what it is, one, that will relax you in that moment. Not an action. Like your problem is like, well, I want to drink it. Like you're saying, I want to solve this by changing the action line.
Yeah. So
instead of eating peanut butter, what I want to do is I want to do other busy things. If you want to relax, you can't busy yourself.
It's true.
Right? Relaxing.
That was one of my things. Like it's at night. I want to go back to sleep. I can't be like taking a video of myself and talking to Betsy at 2 in the morning, you know? Yeah.
No, but what you could be doing is identifying, why am I not relaxed right now? What are the exact thoughts that I'm having right now that I think I don't know? If you lay there, you're probably going to need to pay the price of a few days of getting worked up and ginning yourself up by letting every thought come up and write it down.
Yeah, I think I am kind of faster. That does make sense to me because I'm buffering because I don't want to allow the feelings and, you know, have a lot of thoughts.
So are you eating in the middle of the night or are you eating before you go to bed?
No, pretty much after I go to bed. I thought I had eliminated like after dinner eating. Yeah, usually. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So when you wake up, what jacks you up? Like if you, right, prior to the urge to just eat, because you're, the eating is to avoid whatever it is you're jacked up about.
Well, right now I tend to do my, you know, figure out what's going on with COVID-19 before I go to bed. Probably doesn't help.
Okay. But like when you wake up in the middle of the night, do you first go to work on COVID-19? Here it is. Like, I'm just trying to figure out, what do you wake up to?
I have to go to the bathroom. I have to go because I drink a lot of water.
I don't pee, but like this is what happened. Let me tell you how I experienced it, and this may help you because I think you're just a little like not figuring out where your thinking is.
Okay.
I wake up often in the middle of the night to go pee. It's usually at 2:33 for some reason. It's always at 2:33. Mm-hmm. I go to the bathroom, I sit down, and then my brain starts going, in the morning, you need to make sure you do this. And remember that like article you were thinking about writing? I think this would be a really good idea. And then my brain just starts like all of a sudden it starts thinking of things I'm going to do. It starts figuring out like a coaching thing. If I have like a problem in the business, next thing I know, I've got ideas for it. Like stuff happens. Or if I'm worried about something, then like I'll be sitting there peeing. And the next thing I know, it's like, okay, you're going to really need to make sure you get this done because these bad things can happen if you don't. Like it just starts.
Mm-hmm.
It is like, it's not like I'm like grabbing notebooks and stuff, but they're just like, they just start running.
Yeah.
And the next thing I know, I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to sleep. It's going to be so hard to get back to sleep. Like, I don't need to think about this stuff right now. Like, there's like all this little, it's like tape that runs. If you're awake, your brain will start working. That's just how it works.
I think I need to spend a couple nights figuring out what my thoughts are, because you're saying that and it makes a lot of sense, but I'm really not aware of my thoughts. I've been trying to be more aware of my feelings. Yeah. Peanut butter and feel like, am I feeling stressed? Am I feeling this? Am I feeling that? But really that's all from my thoughts. So I should tune in more and have a, like a notebook or something and just write, like, even if I lose sleep, I'm losing sleep now. It doesn't really matter.
Right. That's what I would do. I would just tell myself, it's not a big deal if I wake up in the middle of the night. If I wake up in the middle of the night, here's the worst thing that's going to happen right now. I'm going to wake up. I'm just going to lay here for, like, after I pee, I'm going to allow myself to get peanut butter, but only after I've laid back down and listened to what I'm thinking about.
Yeah.
I think right now you're not really, I think it's probably coming up. You just don't know it's coming up. You haven't slowed your brain down enough to do it. Or you're thinking so much, like the first thing that I need you to do though, like I want you to do that piece.
Yeah.
You will only do that if you think peanut butter is not going to make you go back to sleep.
Yeah. So my new model, she has me running is intentional models of that, you know, cause I need to believe that, you know, I need to believe that it's not making me go to sleep. And I need to believe that that's not really providing me the comfort. Like I need to believe right. These things. Yeah.
It's literally, this is the, you have two models. If you watched the last call, I don't know why my hands are so wet and lotiony. I can't get my thing off. I'm going to leave this off. You have two models running. This is actually model number two. Okay. I just don't want to rewrite it. I'm going to put over here. Model number one is going to be wake up. You have a thought, which is, it's not a conscious thought.
Yeah.
It is a belief you have. Food will get me back to sleep. All a belief is something that you've told yourself so many times, it feels true.
Yep.
So after you've told yourself enough of it, it feels true. And then mm-hmm. you eat and then you go back to bed and eventually you fall back asleep. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, it must have been the peanut butter. Other yep. than probably what made you go back to sleep was that you laid down afterward and went back to sleep. That's how sleep works. Like you can't afford to believe this if you ever want to quit eating in the middle of the night.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. And so the feeling here is urge. Action, eat. The result, I go back to sleep giving credit to the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all this model does. And so once you complete this model, I go back to sleep. Over here is the model that you drop into where essentially ate the food. The thought is that worked.
Yep.
And you feel relaxed because the only reason why you're feeling relaxed is you confirmed your belief system.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with the peanut butter. It's like, I am relaxed because I have now proven my belief system true. The reason why you are not feeling relaxed if you don't eat peanut butter is because your belief system is saying, but we'll never get to sleep without food. We have to break that. This happens during the day. You have to be telling yourself a million times during the day, really understanding, you know, when I eat in the middle of the night, the truth is the only reason I ever go back to sleep is because I keep thinking peanut butter's working, and that's not what's actually happening. It's just confirming a belief I don't want anymore. So I need to start really understanding that this is how all of this really works.
Okay, that's super helpful. Yeah.
And so this model, the relax, the action is, you know, go back to sleep. The result here is the wrong thing works. That's why sometimes even if we feel relaxed or whatever, guys, we don't get the result that we want. We want to be able to get up, go to the bathroom, and go back to sleep. You're going to need to, for a while, go back to sleep after having some discomfort, probably lose a little sleep, and eventually train yourself. But like, eventually you do fall asleep, and then your body gets used to not eating, and then you get used to giving yourself relaxing thoughts, and then you start learning how to appropriately put yourself back to sleep. But you're going to need to cry it out. You're a toddler at this stage.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think I'm ready. I put it in as my goal for April when you were doing this, was to really figure out the urge. This is my time to do it. You know, I know it's my time. So, but I think I was putting my efforts in the feelings and not the thoughts that drive the feelings. So that's going to be super helpful. And I think that's what Betsy was trying to tell me, but I think hearing it, you know, sometimes different ways helps as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just,
well, I appreciate it.
Yeah. And so what I would just do is just like really work on the idea of, you know, peanut butter, never, like, you cannot afford to ever think it again. Like, food doesn't make me relaxed. Food does not like put me to sleep or anything. My thoughts around the consumption has always been what does that. So if I can just have thoughts without consuming, I solve my problem. Now, in the beginning, there is the discomfort because you're going to have both models running at the same time.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Corinne. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Are you coached privately with Betsy?
I am. And I'm super excited that you're doing the relationship. I wanted to go, but I had thought I'd be in Jamaica, which I won't be. So I get to be, and you're doing a weekend thing. So really, really excited. Thank you for doing that.
Awesome. Yeah. I'm glad you're enjoying working with Betsy. Sounds like y'all are doing some good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's see. Carrie. The reason why I was asking her was because a lot of you don't realize Laura, I'll get you next. I'm sorry. We have one-on-one coaching for people who really want to dial into something specific that's outside of these calls and stuff. And so I know she kept talking about, like, she sounded like she had this intimate relationship with Betsy, and I just didn't want everybody to be confused. All right, Carrie, what are we coaching on?
Hey, my AirPod just fell out. Let me
see. Are you fine?
There we go. I'm a September baby. And I actually lost the majority of my weight as a groupie before I joined. Okay. I hit maintenance in September. And soon after that, I injured my shoulder. I kept maintenance through Christmas and then came back from Christmas break and had gained. And now I'm up about 8 pounds from them. I was already tearing up before getting on here, but I'll probably start tearing up soon too.
Okay. You can cry.
Yeah, I know. So I wanted to talk about doing a model on gaining 8 pounds since Christmas. And I know that it doesn't have to do with my shoulder injury as much, because I was able to maintain my weight from September to December without the intensity of exercise. But there has to have been some sort of thought change that happened when I came back from Christmas. And
well, what was it? If you had, so let's put it, what do you want to work on the most? The relationship, like where you're going with it?
I think
you really desperately need to understand what happened, or do you want to just know, like, all right, moving forward, this is what I want? Because the only reason why you would have gained 8 pounds literally is because you had different thoughts. That's right.
Yeah. I think I sit in like the last like 2.5 months, I've sat in a lot of like frustration of trying to figure out like, how did I gain this weight? And I think that's not serving me at the moment, because I keep just spiraling in those thoughts where.
Yeah, like what does your brain go to? Like, I'm just curious. What's your brain's magical answer to why you gained 8 pounds?
Because I'm not exercising right now.
And such a lie, right?
Right. Yeah. Because, you know, I was able to maintain my weight for 4 months without the level of intensity of exercise that I had been doing before.
Exercise didn't even help you lose your weight.
I know.
A hoser of a lie. Like, right. Why did you lose weight?
Because I was following the basics and was watching what I was eating and stopping when I was satisfied and just really redefined that relationship with food that I hadn't had before.
So let me ask you one more time. You told me all the things you did.
Yeah.
Why did you really lose weight? I'm going to give you a hint.
Yeah.
Watch my hand.
I believed in myself. I knew. Yeah, you know, it's actually after all these models and stuff that I've done, I haven't actually done one on what was I thinking when I was losing the weight.
It was all of you, especially Queens Club. This is what we're doing right now. Everybody, please stop giving credit to either your weight loss or your weight gain to circumstances, to actions. If you will figure out the thoughts, you figure out all the magic you'll ever need. The only reason why you lost, how much weight did you lose?
20 pounds.
The only reason why you lost 20 pounds is because you decided to start thinking differently about your current weight that allowed you to do the actions that resulted in 20 pounds lost.
Mm. Yeah. Crap, what's that thought?
Just think about it. Like when you were doing it, what were some of the, it's not one thought. You had a lot of thoughts. Like this is something really good for all of the Queens Club. I always think this is great for all of us who have lost weight to always do this work 1,000 times. I mean, I still do this work throughout my maintenance. I'm always reminding myself of what I thought at the time. And so it's like, what did I think when I had an urge? What did I think when I weighed in and the scale went up? What did I think when someone offered me food? What did I think when I had to make a plan and I didn't want to? What did I think when, you need to go through at, what did I think about myself on a daily basis? What did I think about, what were the thoughts that I had? This is such important work because sometimes what you'll find out is that, through the 20-pound loss, there may have been a few thoughts that are kicking you in the ass now that you didn't notice you had and you white-knuckled. You'll have a collection of thoughts, though, that really worked, and you'll say oh, no wonder I was losing weight because I was thinking like this. And it's so that's the work I do now is I need to think on purpose like this again. So when the thoughts and the judgment and the I know that you had to have been thinking that your exercise had something to do with it because you've brought it up so many times.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's the painful thought. And perhaps the switch when I came back from Christmas is because I the reality that this wasn't gonna my shoulder injury wasn't going to go away anytime soon. Mm-hmm. That it just became more of a reality that poison thought if I used exercise to achieve my weight loss goal was just rearing its ugly head because I couldn't use that now going forward.
The nice thing that I want you to see is exercise was only an action.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was always just an action as part of your 20-pound weight loss, but you had a thought that motivated you to do this. So if we can't have this action anymore, what other actions can we have where we can just use that thought to drive actions? You have everything you need.
Yeah.
And here's the one thing that we know. Exercise did not cause the weight loss. You not overeating is what caused weight loss.
Yeah. I feel like I need to go back through all my journals from last summer.
Do you have them?
So when I joined, I have my rendition of the planner because I had lost most of my weight. That's
amazing. I would go through every one of them.
Yeah.
I think study yourself when you were actively losing. And find and don't get sucked into like trying to do the things that you did when you were losing. We want to figure out who was I while I was losing. And now that I'm here, I want to take the best of who I was and replicate it. And what I go back and look at that I thought was working that might not, now's the time to clean up all of it.
Yeah. Because I had asked some of the coaches this similar question. And when I was talking about putting on a bathing suit in August versus when I went to Cancun in January, she went back to asking whoever the coach was about it comes down to the story that I was telling myself then versus now. Mm-hmm. I just had to figure out what the story was.
That's just going to happen in your writing.
Yeah.
Like just go back to like when you were losing weight, what do you think was a couple of things you were telling yourself?
That I wanted to do this a way that I could do it long term. That was a big thing. I wanted to be that, you know, confident future self. I knew that feelings were not fixed by food. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of a couple big ones that kept popping up for me.
I would write all of that stuff down and just remind yourself that that's what you'll use now to be successful. Here's how, like, you don't need to wish you knew what you were thinking.
Yeah.
So let me tell you why. When I tell you guys stories of things that I remember when I was thinking 15 years ago when I was losing my weight, do you think that I'm probably 100% accurate? Or do you think I just go back in my mind and remember and kind of come up with what I think I was thinking? And if it feels really good, that's probably what I was thinking. I would never put my hand on a Bible and say, oh no, that was exactly the sentence through my brain.
Yeah.
But I will tell you, I know it motivates me. It makes sense to me now. It feels really right. And it's so useful for me now. And that is the story that I tell. A useful one that makes sense that I remember. Every now and then I'll have specific memories where I will remember exactly, like I have about 3 stories that I tell all the time where I remember clearly this is what I was thinking. But over 18 months, there was probably thousands of amazing things that I thought about that I'll never remember. But I go back all the time and I just picture myself back then. And I think about like, what was I probably thinking? And my brain always wants to give me the best stuff because I'm looking for the best stuff. That's all I need.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to spend more time going back, like rather than going, why have I gained this 8 pounds? I want you to spend more time saying, I'm going to lose this 8 pounds because I already know how to do it. And at some point I weighed exactly what I weighed now and I was highly motivated.
Yeah.
I have told myself that 1,000 times when every now and then, like when I go into the, like at the end of the summer, when I'm a little bit in the dooter about my summer weight, like, you know, I would love to tell everybody that I'm perfect all the time and I'm so not, but when I put on my, you know, 5 to 7 pounds I do every summer because I'm drinking in Vegas the whole time, at the end, I'm always a little like, And I always remind myself, there was a point when I was losing weight where this weight right here, I was the most proud of myself that I probably ever had been in my life. And that was because of a thought I was having about myself, not because of the weight. And right. I know that because right now I'm trying to beat myself up over it.
Yeah, that's so true. Cause I was thinking about that because I had already lost, you know, 12 pounds before getting to this point. And it's right. It's like, I was definitely thinking something else that I'm thinking right now that allowed me to continue to get into my maintenance range.
Like I'm doing it. This is working. Yeah. I'm figuring it out. There's 1,000 different thoughts and you get to apply that to all kinds of things. Like me not overeating is what really works. I'm figuring it out. Me not exercising right now doesn't have to slow my weight loss. Me not exercising right. just means I'm not exercising. Now what?
Yeah. Yeah. That's so true. Well, it looks like I have some digging in my planner to do.
This is why I love, like, sometimes when we keep these old journals, you never know when you need to go back and access what your brain was thinking about then. I think that's going to be really good for you.
Yeah, I agree.
How old are you, by the way?
I'll be 35.
You're one of my babies. All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Laura Gary, let's get you. Let me get it going. All right. What are we coaching on?
Hey, lady. Okay. Hello. So we're talking about work. And I got to say, the last call on the other call was basically my whole unintentional model. Like there was so much good stuff on that one. I was like, oh, this is fantastic. I can't wait to re-listen and take notes. It was really great.
Awesome.
That was really great. So first, just to, because I wrote it on my notes here, I have asked a couple times, and I don't know if it's ever got answered yet, and so I wrote it now. Nachos. When you do your nachos, what is the cheese that you put on your nachos? I've heard you say that
Shred cheese. Like, it just has to be shredded and baked. Like, I am not a queso cheese fan. Like,
yeah, okay.
Like, when they pour queso on it, it makes the chips soggy. But if you bake cheese on it, they stay crispier. I'm like really funny about that.
It's okay, like, so you bake
I always
it.
Ask first.
And you bake it and
do what?
So do you ever do it at home and then you bake it in, or is it just?
I'm too lazy. No, I only get nachos out.
All right. So just shredded cheese. Okay. Well, there we go.
I don't care if it's even Kroger generic. It just has to be shredded.
That's funny. All right, there we go. Well, that's when I've got some healthy version of nachos that I want to do, like the stuff, other stuff I like putting on top. So there we go. Okay, so work related. I am probably a little different in the sense that none of this is COVID related. I work in the hospital setting and I'm stepping into a new job. So all of these issues that I have right now would have been happening regardless of what's happening. I am in a new role where I am absolutely a novice. I have no idea what I'm doing. And that thought, I've done a lot of TDLs on it, and I'm working on up leveling my thoughts with that. That it's okay that I don't know anything. It's a learning curve that I can ask questions, I can figure it out. So I've had some really, really good. My TDLs have been fantastic, and this is the second time I've put myself in a really different learning position like this. And compared to the last time, I'm so grateful for PNP. Like my thoughts are so much better. And one of the thoughts that I even modeled and journaled on before accepting the job was, I am not going to eat my face over this. This is not going to be a reason to gain weight, because the last time it was the start of when I gained back so much of my weight before finding PNP. So I'm so extremely grateful for that. My thought that I got to yesterday, I said, I should probably jump on a call for that one, because it's one of the reasons I love what I do. And I travel with work. One of the reasons I've been traveling for about 3 years that I do it is because I go into a place, I feel like I'm helping, like I can jump in and I'm really helping the organization, usually because they're so shorthanded and I'm good at my job. I can jump in and acclimate myself quickly and I know that I'm helping.
Okay.
And I've realized yesterday, my biggest fear is that if I keep asking for help on small things, they will realize how little I know and start thinking, why is she even here? Or that I'm not needed. And that kind of like, I don't know how to get out of that one exactly. I did a good, again, I think was a good intentional model as far as like really making myself, because I think it boiled down to really being vulnerable and saying, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do that. Because my poison thought is I should have known these things before jumping into this position. Like, so I feel like, but I was honest when I interviewed with
you. Well, let me ask you this. Should you actually have known those things before getting into that position?
Probably not, because I honestly just have not ever been taught them. And it is a totally different position. It's a totally different skill set.
So it's a useless thought.
Yes.
That doesn't need a lot of models. It needs to be deleted.
I just remove it.
Every single time. Like, there are some thoughts that we need to, like, get to the root of it and stuff. But I think that only thing that's happening is you're in a new position. You have this one thought that keeps popping. Like, it's basically, I don't know how to do this. That was the first one that I pulled out in the very beginning. It's like, I don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
I think you do. You know how to ask questions.
I know how to ask questions.
You know how to figure it out.
Yes. I'm managing my mind on showing up and really being present.
So it's not true that you don't know how to do this. There may be some aspects you need to ask questions on, would be a much better thought than, like, there are going to be things I'm going to need to ask questions on, but I know how to do this.
And I feel stupid asking the questions.
You feel what?
Stupid asking the questions. I don't know if stupid's the right word. That, I mean, that's what came out naturally. So maybe so, but silly or embarrassed to ask.
It's because you think you should know. It's like the whole idea is like, I don't know what I'm doing, as if I should know these things.
Right. And being vulnerable in that. Like, and Friday I did a really good one, and I said, okay, I'm going to go to work and I'm going to ask the question about this. Like, this is what keeps coming up. And
here's
when I made
question.
Myself, okay.
My question to you is this a vulnerable moment? It's only vulnerable if you think that you're having to expose yourself somehow.
I mean, and that's kind of what I feel like. I feel like I'm exposing how little I know.
And I'm challenging you on that. I just want you to think about, like, is that helpful? I'm exposing how little I know.
Yeah, no, I don't think
rather than
helpful.
I'm asking a question. Like, you can think of a question, like, well, but the circumstance? Question. Like, something I don't know. Your thought is, I'm exposing myself. And I'm wondering if we could just say, like, I'm asking a question.
Okay. And that does take it down a notch. And then that takes it down to, it's just neutral. It's just a question.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you going to somehow get implanted all kinds of information without having to ask questions? Or are you going to have to keep asking questions?
I'm going to have to keep asking questions.
So we can either do it through, you know, exposing ourselves, which sounds like you're going to be like in a trench coat naked going through your work.
Right.
Or we could just do it because that's part of the job. We ask questions.
Yeah. And no judgment on it. Because I'm judging myself for having to ask the questions.
Right.
Yeah. And I did put the connection in some of my journaling that if this were a new tech out of school, if it were a new mother, like my mom, I'm not my mom, my daughter is a new mother and she's asking me stuff and she's a new mom and that's it. I did kind of put it in that same framework that I would never speak to a new tech or a new mother or even a newbie in the tribe in that way as far as judging what they're asking. It's always
did they hire
time.
You
That's
because they
question.
Thought you knew all the things and you would never have to ask the question?
No.
That's something else you could tell yourself.
that's been my saving grace is I told them, I was very honest that some things I know and some things I don't. But I got into it and I'm realizing there's so much that I don't know. But that's okay. I mean, I shouldn't know it. I've never been in this position before. It's my first one. I mean, I am reminding myself of that. And
you need to remind yourself of why they hired you.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I was flipping my head the wrong way. Remind yourself of why they hired you. Okay. It wasn't because you knew so much stuff.
No, it was because I was willing. It was because I was willing. It was because I had worked with the manager already once, and she knew not so much my manager skills, but she knew my people skills, my personality skills, mm-hmm. working with other people.
She probably and also probably, hired you because you'd ask questions rather than just fucking it up, trying to figure it out for being in fear of what people would think of you.
Right.
There's always that you're the one who's willing to ask questions no matter how you feel because you want to do it right instead of, I want everybody to just think I'm right.
Right.
Wait, that's the story. Start becoming the hero of the story, Laura.
Yeah. And in doing that, I'm building trust with myself and respect and like confidence in myself that will hopefully, you know, well, I don't know. I was going to say build that with my teammates also, but I'm not responsible for how they feel. But if I'm building it myself, then that's staying in my own lane with what I'm working with myself.
Yeah. It's also just reminding
retelling my story to where I'm the hero. That's exactly what we were talking about with the other lady at the end of that call. Where
it's just reminding yourself, sometimes I'm going to think that I should know all the things, and I'm just wrong about that. Sometimes I'm going to think that like I'm being vulnerable and exposing myself, and I'm really just wrong about that. What's actually happening is they hired me because I would ask questions. I would figure it out. They know my skill set. I've worked with this manager before. Here's all the reasons why this is going the way it's supposed to. This is all the reasons why it's going great. Like doing that will, that old story will go away really fast if you do it that way.
Okay. And then reminding myself that this is where I'm supposed to be as far as the uncomfortableness of it or the discomfort or the newness of the learning curve, I guess. Like all of that is.
Yeah. When you don't know how to do something and you're trying to figure it out, it always feels a little weird in the beginning.
Right.
But you can take down a lot of the weirdness by taking the judgment of yourself out of it. You can just experience the discomfort of learning something new versus the discomfort of learning something new plus the judgment of thinking that you're doing it wrong somehow. Like that part we can just set aside and we can just be like, sometimes it's hard to do math. Shit, whatever it is. It's like for me, if somebody had to teach me how to do math, I could suffer the discomfort of figuring out an equation, just like trying to understand it, or I could suffer my own judgment that I'm stupid and I can't do math and this is too hard and why the hell did they tell me to do all this and blah, 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 while I'm also trying to figure out the equation.
Right. I don't like that version. That's what I'm working on getting out of. And I really like all my models have been like they've been good. I'm working on getting out of it, but I can make it a lot easier by just getting there. If I took out all the drama and just get there.
Myself, I'm human. I'm getting through it. Like, of course this is hard, but it's not hard because I'm wrong and that there's something wrong with me. It's hard because it's new. That's when you have like compassion. That's when you start tapping into understanding and stuff while you're also experiencing confusion and the things about the actual technical parts of it.
Right.
It's like when I'm trying to figure out, like we have like all this bullshit on the back end that you guys never see that I have to do, like air tables, and you would not believe how many spreadsheets are involved in this job. Like, stuff that was like where I don't run my mouth. Right. And when I'm trying to figure out, like, how the fuck you hook this up to that and, like, this app and integrating with this app, like, trying to make these things work, there's a level of difficulty there simply because it's technical work. But if I'm judging myself the whole time I'm doing it, it feels like ass and it wears me out. And emotionally at the end of the day, I need a drink. If I'm just like going through the complexity of it, going like, this is complicated. Wow. Like, you know, just the normal parts of trying to understand it. You don't need to drink at the end of the day, because at the end of the day, you solve it. Like most of the time at the end of the day, we always work through a lot of this stuff and we beat ourselves down so bad through it. At the end of the day, we just want relief from the beat down that we don't even take time to celebrate how many things we actually accomplished during the day. When you don't have a beat down at the end of the day, you walk right going, oh my God, did you see me? And you're throwing on a cape and you're walking through the front door of the house and you don't need a drink because you're celebrating so much of what you accomplished. You don't have your bullshit that you drug along for the ride.
Yeah.
You do more.
And I've gotten pretty good about cheerleading. I think that's the difference with my TDLing and cheerleading. Like what did I do? And I'm writing down things that I got done, that either I learned this or I did this or I checked off that. I am writing those things down, which is helping me. I'm not eating over this.
Good.
And that's fantastic. That is really, like, I've lost weight since I started this job 2 weeks ago. I am so effing proud of that. I'd like that. That could just be the biggest victory that goes with all of it.
Yeah.
However, I'm still battling the judgment, and that's where I'm going to keep working on and just keep removing it. I'm just going to keep catching it, removing it.
Yes.
Because that doesn't make it any easier.
Right. Well, and it's because right now, while you're going through something and learning all this, you actually deserve to feel good about it. You deserve more than what you're giving yourself right now. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
I'll believe that. I like that. I'll believe it.
That's right. All right.
All right. Talking here to we you go. Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you so much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
If y'all don't know, she's lost a fuck ton of weight. If you're newer, wait, she's done some work. How much you lost before this thing cut you off?
About 80, over 80 pounds, like 83 maybe now. Yeah.
Just saying.
Doesn't it work?
Bye. On that note, we're dropping the mic and getting out. Holly Lewis. Oh shit. I was supposed to call on Judith. I will get you. Judith, you'll be the last one. I'm sorry. Like y'all, I don't even know what is going on in my brain today. Well, now it's not pulling up Holly. Let's try Judith. Let's see if it will pull anybody up. Holly, I don't know what's going on. I'll try to get you and you will be the last one. Sorry. This damn Zoom, there's like all these kids in school and all these new businesses trying to use it. It's like all of us old school Zoomers are like, priorities, people.
It's only because of the Zooms with you that I know how to do it for work now. So
isn't that hilarious? My mom was actually telling me today, she said, baby, you just imagine how many people never join because they're so afraid of Zoom technology. And now they're all going to be like, I'm a pro.
It's exactly it. They have us using Google Meets and Zoom at school. It goes back and forth. And I'm like, people, would you please just use Zoom? It's so much easier.
Yes, I agree with that. All right. Well, we're touching on.
That's who they are. Okay. I am coming to you to tell you, thank you. I've told you that before. Right now, the thought work is keeping me very sane. I was divorced after 22 years. I've been living with a man for 7 years that I thought relationships are so totally different. Everything is good. On March 18th, when everyone else's world sort of blew up because of COVID-19, and I realized that's a thought, I was told that I no longer was the spark to his fireworks, and he had been involved with someone else since January behind my back.
Wow.
I went through.
He had his own virus.
Yeah. And I hope it itches. Okay. Ugly. But so I had 3 days of really sitting in a dirty diaper, letting my brain take myself to, it's you, you've done, you know, this happened to you, two of the most important relationships of your life. You've really messed this up. What is wrong with me? And I was like, no, we are not going there. So I have done tons and tons of thought work. Thank you to two of my accountability groups for helping me get through that. I've realized they are a circumstance, that I am a very strong woman, and this honestly has nothing to do with me. that it honestly was on him, is on him. He has all kinds of issues that he is dealing with. And this was simply, I'm like the excuse, or the other person is the excuse to end things with me. So I just really did want to come on and say thank you, that because of TDLs where I've called him a douchebag and her bimbo Laura, that those thoughts are not helpful to me, that mm-hmm. what comes down to is Calvin and Laura are a circumstance. His words were a circumstance. Mm-hmm. But my thought now is I am a strong woman who can take care of herself. I am strong. I've done all the things. I have lost 5 pounds in the process, and it's not because of not eating. Okay, I'm actually doing my plans like I have. I'm eating the same things. I've learned I am not a stress eater. I am a boredom eater and an entertainment eater, and I don't need to do those things, okay? And that because of all of the actions, I'm taking care of myself. And in the process, I have read something that I think relates to all of us in the tribe.
Okay.
It's talking, it's from a book, He's Lying, Sis, by Stephen Labossiere. He has a web podcast at Stephen Speaks, but it says, the only thing accepting lack of effort, accepting lack of action, and simply loving him will get you is hurt. He won't ever get to the point where he'll finally want to reciprocate your feelings and do for you, because you've enabled his unloving behavior and you've given him permission to continue acting as he is used to acting with you. Again, this course of action is not going to work in your favor ever. Continuing to give him everything he wants and desires without him having to own up to or do anything on his part is enabling him to take advantage of the imbalance. The relationship will be lopsided, damaging, and draining for you. And the notes that I've written in the margin relating to me are, to me, that's the relationship between fat girl thinking, for lack of any other relationship title, and future self, or my current self. So thank you for helping me to see that it's all about the relationships, and the most important relationship comes down to the one we have with ourselves.
It's so funny you said that, because when you were talking earlier and you kept saying the two most important relationships in my life, and you came to the conclusion yourself, I thought, she's missing the point.
No, it's
me. The most important relationship will always be your own. Always.
Yep.
Because you're showing that when the relationship, I don't know why I keep trying to like style my hair.
Yeah, your hair wants to go to the other side.
I know. I'm just like, eh. But it's like when we have that integrity with ourselves, and the relationship you have with yourself is number one, it really, like, you weather all of it. You either you can weather any kind of relationship with someone else. You know that that relationship exists in their mind, just like the relationship you have with him exists in your mind. You just become Teflon. You know, it doesn't mean that you're not going to go through hurt, and it doesn't mean that you're not going to go through those things, but you go through them while the number one relationship is intact.
And as a matter of fact, in the comments to the other, the question when you said, like, what are the thoughts you had to the previous caller about when she was losing weight and all that, I think it was Carrie. And my comments are, I am a badass who can make myself priority one. I am priority one.
Yeah.
And that took a lot of work to get to. But thank you.
How much weight have you
thank
lost?
Thank you. I have lost since starting. Now, I joined the tribe in January of 19. At my heaviest, I was 235. And as of Friday, I am 202.5. So I am very proud of that fact. It comes down to the thoughts that we have to have are, we are important, we are worthy, and we deserve to do this for ourselves. So thank you.
Very proud of you, lady. I'm so glad I called on you. It's such a good call.
Yes, me too. Thank you, ma'am. Stay safe, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Who was the lady that, is it Holly? I think it was Holly. Was it Holly? Zoom. It's acting so goofy. All right, Holly, is it trying to get you at this point? Oh, shit. Holly, you'll have to raise your hand again. I don't know what it's doing.
Oh, wait.
Did it get you? I'm hoping I didn't cut you off. If it cuts you off, just raise your hand, because it's like Zoom is acting crazy. And like when I'm clicking buttons, it's like jumping.
I can see you.
And I can see you. It's just, if for some reason you get cut off though, it's because I hit a button when I was jumping and I was like, ah. All right, what are we coaching on?
Well, so I've had a lot of success with your program, and I want to thank you for that. And I've been very, very successful in doing my 24-hour plan, the four basics, all of that kind of stuff for 176 days, no problem. I'm a productivity and continuous improvement kind of expert, I guess, in healthcare.
Oh, my God. I love
it. Well, yeah, but here's my issue. So I've been, for the last couple of weeks, I've been trying to do time blocking.
Okay.
And it makes me so anxious. I can't even stand it.
No, it doesn't.
And I know what it is that is making me anxious. I know the thoughts, right? So I am feeling extremely anxious. And the thoughts that I'm having about that, there's actually two different things going on. One is that I'm over planning, because I'm having the thought that I can't be lazy.
I can't be lazy. Okay.
Right.
What's the other one?
I'm not planning enough, because I'm thinking you're putting too much stress on yourself. So I'm having this issue, and I feel like I'm a fraud, for God's sake. That's probably
where all this is coming from.
The other two are
manifestations of the inner belief of, oh my God, you're a fraud.
And I know I've been taking the self-love course. I'm on like day 8, and I really don't have too many like self-love type issues when it comes to how I look, how I comparing.
Are there any I don't have any self-loathing over here, but I am a fraud.
Oh yeah, that's seriously. And that is where I'm having the self-loathing issues, is in this whole productivity, not being good enough deal.
All right. So here's your model: time blocking. You're a fraud. Makes you anxious.
Mm-hmm.
Overplan, you underplan, right?
Right.
The result?
I don't do the plan.
Don't do plan.
I avoid the plan.
The result? Cheat myself out of learning.
Yep.
That's what a fraud does. They cheat themselves.
Right.
That's all that's happening.
Yeah. So
I'm not a fraud.
What'd you say? Tell me how I'm not a fraud.
Tell me how you aren't a fraud.
Well, I do know what to do.
Okay.
I've helped lots and lots and lots of my clients be more productive.
Okay. But how are you not a fraud to you? Like when it comes to the time blocking, how are you not a fraud?
Because I'm trying.
I'm showing up. What else?
I do want to get better.
I want to learn how to do this.
Right.
How else?
I know I can figure it out, because I've figured out everything else.
Okay. So why do we need to be like indulging and thinking that we're a fraud?
I'm not really sure.
Well, what if we just stop that?
Okay.
Like, literally, what is it going to take for you to just, every single time you time block and you do it wrong, that you're like, doesn't matter, I'm figuring it out.
Right. So just having a good thought around, okay, I didn't stick to it today, and here's the things that I can improve incrementally, I guess, is what I'm looking for.
Or you could just figure out why you didn't stick to them for the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think I have done that, right? And so I feel like I've done that, where in terms of I really do the review at the end of the day and say, okay, what was I thinking? Why was I farting around or whatever, not doing this? And it always comes back to that fraud, lazy.
But those are judgments. That's not really why you're farting around.
Okay.
That's your judgments of farting.
Okay. All right.
What I'm inviting you to do is, like, whatever farting around that you're doing, why did you want to do that in that moment? What work did you have planned? So this is usually what I see happening. So let's say you are supposed to write a blog. Like, a lot of times this is what happens in online space.
How did you know that? I am in the middle of doing that.
Because I coach a lot of people. Like, so for my other mentor, I coach for her. I took a whole group of her women through a year-long process of trying to make go from $0 to 100K. And I was the co-lead coach for that for an entire year program. So I have a lot of experience out of people feeling like frauds and farting around. So here's what normally happens. Time blocking. It's time to do the blog, right? And if farting around is down here, and the thought is usually, it's not like I'm such a fraud, or I'm like, you'll have judgmental thoughts. The real thought is like, I don't know what I'm doing. I can't do this. People are going to judge me. Like, when it's time to write the blog, what is it that you make the putting your voice out into the world? What is the problem? So I'm going to have a collection of thoughts around that blog. Like, people are going to know that I'm not good at this. Or, like, I'm going to work on this blog and it's going to be like, I just don't think I can build a business around this. Like, those are the thoughts that will cause you to have fear, which will lead to inaction.
Okay.
So it's like solidifying on this thought line. Like, so you take each thing, like when you break your plan, it's no different than with food.
Right.
Break our plan. We're always breaking our plan because we either don't want to waste food, or we have to figure out the collection of thoughts and then come up with the new ones that we're going to be thinking during those times until those are the new ones that we think.
Sure.
So you need to figure out, like, for each one of the times when you're breaking the plan, you go back in and you look at, well, what did I have scheduled there? And what is it about that specific action? What am I making that action mean? Why did I not want to do it? Sometimes it comes down to, it's boring.
I have a lot of that going on.
Yeah, there's more exciting things I want to be doing.
Right.
So then you have to question, like, you start telling yourself, right. Because there are lots of, like, I'm not supposed to have fun the whole time.
Like, right.
Not every moment is exciting. Sometimes we show up for the salad. Sometimes we show up for the blog because we know this, like, we need to be telling ourselves in that moment when we're focused on it not being fun. We have to tell ourselves, this is the part that ends up being the first thing someone who is like, this is what I tell myself about my blogs. This is probably that person who's sitting around feeling very hopeless right now about her life, her first time that she's going to be introduced to me. This is important. Like, I tie my work to my purpose when I'm noticing I'm tying my work to, like, my self-entertainment.
Okay.
So you start, like, that's how you use when you're breaking your plan, whether it's food or whether it's with your time, like all of it's the same.
It is.
Start looking at it. Like very often, like we will say, like we had the last caller in the other call who like was tying her food and overeating to connection to her husband. She needs to tie her thoughts to her connection to her husband and tie sticking to that to the bigger purpose she wants with her weight loss. They're two separate things.
Okay.
Here, we want to do the same thing. It's like everything that you do in your business, who are you serving? Why are you not thinking about her in that moment?
Okay.
Or him or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yep. Like very often that has to happen.
Right.
I know that's a little, like, I'm like trying to make sure everybody is on the same, but like for you, it's like, if you're farting around, this is just a signal that you have a thought about whatever was in the time block that's not working.
Okay.
And sometimes it's boring and it's like, and that's okay. Because what's boring to me will change someone else's life.
Right.
That's a way more powerful thought to be having in the moment rather than just being like, wah, wah, I don't want to do this work. Or if it's, I'm a fraud. And when I write about this, they're going to know I'm not perfect. Or I need to be perfect before they can be someone who writes about this. And it's like, I don't need to feel good and put somebody else's dreams and hopes and goals on hold until I figure out how to feel good about my work.
Right.
You know, that's a lot of the stuff that I tell myself all the time. It snaps me into reality so that I stay on task. When I'm catching myself not following my plans, I don't use that as an opportunity to beat myself up. I use it as an opportunity to figure out, how am I going to start showing up for me and the people that I'm trying to serve in the best way possible? And if I'm beating myself up, I can't do that work. I'm going to have to do models on beating myself up first. I don't want to waste my time or their time.
Right. Awesome.
Does that help?
It really does. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. All righty. Bye.
Bye.
I love talking time management, y'all. All right, I'm going to stay on for an extra few minutes because I just want to call on Linda Ballard for my own fun and enjoyment. She's so nervous. I'm like, let's just go. I don't have anything else to do this afternoon. No, just kidding, Linda. Linda's probably crying or she's already crapped her pants at this point. Did you lower your hand, Linda? No, it's bringing you on. I was going to say, girl. All right, let's unmute you and get you started.
Oh, wow. Okay.
At least
you said my name.
That's what it comes. If you shit yourself.
Pretty much. Good thing there's no smell in here, huh?
That's right. That's right. All right, what are we coaching on? And first of all,
okay.
You know, if you're nervous, it's normal. So don't worry about that. I'll be nice.
Well, I have a fear of public speaking. And a fear of meeting new people. So,
good. Look at you. You're just like
happen on some insecurities here. So my big thing is I know that when we come out of quarantine, I'm going to be lighter. I'm probably already down 10 since we've self-isolated ourselves. But when I finally get back to like my church, that I'm not going to be wearing my winter clothes. I'm going to be wearing smaller clothes and I'm going to get some attention.
Yeah.
Because this isn't the first time I've gone down the scale. This will be my third attempt at losing 100 pounds. So I'm down 26 now and I have 74 more to go.
Okay.
And I'm really confident that I'm going to do this. And so I want to get out ahead of this and start really modeling my thoughts on how to take a compliment and not allow it to run me off the rails. Because I think when I look back at my other two times, I got a lot of attention that made me very uncomfortable.
Tell me why it makes you uncomfortable. So I'm just going to put up here attention for weight loss. Okay. So you're going to get compliments. Somebody's going to be like, girl, I don't know what quarantine diet you went on, but tell me. And that's when you hand them my card and then you can do all the others.
And honestly, you know, in my intentional models, that's one of my things. It's like, thanks. I worked hard for you. So let me tell you about P&P.
Right. But that is your action.
I'm cussing. Pardon?
That's your action. So that's what you're going to do. Right. But we need, I want to know, what is your thought that doesn't work? So why are we because there's people on here right now going, oh my God, let's trade places. I will be the thin one that comes out of quarantine for you if you don't want to be that person.
No.
So what is it that...
there's a couple things. I was always the smart one and my sister was the pretty one. So my opinion was never... I wasn't supposed to take pride in my appearance. I'm supposed to take pride in my brains. Okay, fine. So when people compliment me, I'm like, what do they want? Do they want something from me? Because I'm supposed to be a people pleaser. And so when I get those compliments, I feel like, oh God, they've seen me. I'm vulnerable.
Why are you?
What do they want from me? Sometimes I'm cautious.
So you think that when people compliment you, that it's, they want something from me?
Yes.
They do. Why is that a problem? They want to know what the hell you're doing.
True. What else do they want? Well, there's nothing they can get from me except information at this point. I mean, you know, they can't take advantage of me because they gave me a compliment. I was abused as a child. So that was positive attention for me, I guess, in some ways. So whenever, you know, I've gone through that and I'm okay. I've been married for 30 years and I'm very comfortable with my past. That's in my past. I'm not, I've rewritten it. I'm in a good place with that. I really am. And part of that is thanks to you.
Yeah.
That's
why I was asking. And it's not that I think that what I want to offer is that you're going to feel uncomfortable from some old thoughts of they must want something from me or this is not a good thing happening.
Yes.
This is not good. This is not good. All we have to really do, I don't think that you have a completely busted model or anything we need to worry about other than all we have to do is understand I'm only feeling uncomfortable because when I was younger, attention wasn't a good thing.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
You just put it beautifully.
Yeah.
Wow. So how do I take the compliment and go, yeah, I'm a badass and move on?
It may be a little too much to be like, I'm a badass just yet. It might be starting with the only reason I'm feeling uncomfortable right now is because of what I learned when I was a kid, but I'm an adult now.
Okay.
People aren't trying to take advantage of me. People just really they're probably desperate to lose weight, just like I was. That's why I'm thinking about the other story that it could also be. People are going to have, I'm going to get attention for my weight loss. And how old are you? I'm sorry.
54.
So at 54 year old, this is really powerful work. I've done some inner child work. I was never abused, but I had my own other shit that went along with inner child work. It's just saying at 54, I get to tell the version of me that's going to be uncomfortable with the attention, however old you are, let's say you were 10 or however old you were, you get to every single time tell her, and I got this now. We turned out okay. You don't have to protect us anymore. We're safe for all these reasons. People ask about my weight loss because they also want that. the only thing they want from me is a web address. They want my story. They want my inspiration. That's what people want now.
That's fair.
And that is something like to TDL a lot on. Like, you know, this is coming. And if you do a lot of writing now about why this is now going to be a good thing for you and for her, you will notice it will be way less uncomfortable when it starts happening. It'll be a little uncomfortable because it'll be like actually happening versus just you doing it on paper, but you'll be setting yourself up for a lot of success with it.
Yeah. And I think getting on the call with you is helping because it's, I know that, I mean, I see the chats coming and I know people are paying attention and it's like my heart rate is up and, you know, I'm like freaking out. So it's like, it's good practice.
You mean tell them to shut up?
No, tell them to bring it. No, they're all doing great.
You did really good on this call. This is I will tell you, if you don't mind, I would like to share this little piece just in the main tribe, because this is only going to go to Queen's Club. If you don't mind, we will not share this to the public, but if you don't want it shared in the main tribe, what we can do is we can take just the audio out and not have your face on the camera. But I promise you, and you can tell me no, and I'm not going to be upset for 1 second, but in our group, we have at every camp, I've always had people raise your hand if you've experienced any abuse in your lifetime. And usually 30% of the women in our group have all experienced past trauma.
Right.
If it's going to bother you though, like, and it's going to be like, it's a little too vulnerable for me. It was hard enough for me to even raise my hand. I would rather you just speak up and say, it's a no. And we only have it in the Queen's Club.
Can we just leave it in the Queen's Club for now? I promise you this, I get really strong with this and I feel I'm able to handle the compliments and I feel good. I'll come on and get coached again.
Good.
If you want, we can readdress this and we can, or we can do, well.
I do not want you people pleasing me. You know what I want you doing? Pleasing Linda.
Right. And if I say yes,
I'm a badass.
No, it's a hard no.
This is your badass moment. Not many people ever tell me no. You know that, right? You can be like on a pedestal.
Right.
What is it? Let's do this. Let's just.
I think if you lose 25 pounds, you can come listen to this. Okay.
There you go. That's a beautiful thought. I like that. No, that's good.
Okay, good. I'm glad. Yeah. That pleases me that I pleased you.
It always pleases me when you guys actually tell me the truth. When people just tell me like, yeah, you can do that. And then they're going to go like spend the next 3 days, like, you know, digging a grave for themselves to bury themselves in because they're full of shame. That does not please me 1 ounce. I like to know the truth.
Yeah.
So that always is.
Like, and I'm pretty sure it would cause me some problems.
That's never my model that I, my model is never like, you know, ooh, cause problems in all my members' lives. No, that's good. So everybody can earn a way to hear this call. I will tell you though, I love that you brought it up because there are plenty of people in the Queen's Club that did need to hear it because we literally do have so many. You know, it's a hard topic. A lot of people don't want to talk about that stuff and where they've come from and all these other things. And what I have noticed is we talk about this some in the No BS fourth phase, but I almost like can always tell when something's going on because most people like they just want to lose weight so bad and they're craving the attention because they've denied themselves attention for so long that they want external attention. And we have to work with them on giving it to themselves to not crave it externally. Because if you don't get it externally, guess what? You've hosed yourself because that's all you've wanted. But then when people come on and they're afraid of attention, it's almost always a signal that attention was not such a great thing at one point in their life. And they have to reconcile that they're at a different point in their life now and they have to rewrite the story around the intention, which is exactly what you're doing, which is so good and powerful.
Yeah, I know I've been carrying this weight as a coat of armor to protect myself from attention. And yeah, I'm ready for that to go away. I'm ready.
I think
to
you're
live
doing
this
amazing work. You should be so proud of yourself. Just seriously, be very proud of yourself. Yeah.
Thank you.
And you did wonderful. You didn't even crap your pants. All right. Thank
that
you.
That you know of.
True.
Thank you, Corinne. You have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. There we go. Well, no shit. Zoom is like struggle busing today. I'm trying to get you off the screen, but it is like, there you go. Third time's a charm. All right, guys, that's everything for today. I went an hour and a half on both calls. Actually, y'all got longer. Y'all have a good one. I'll see y'all next month. And I hope you enjoyed the calls today. And y'all just keep on. We got plenty of amazing things happening all up in the membership right now. We've got COVID resources for you guys. If you haven't seen them, go to pnptribe.com. Big red banner right across the top with special resources to get you through all this stuff. Lots of calls, plenty of calls going on right now. We got All In April happening. Look at your newsletter. It came out today. It's in your massive action line. So if you want to find out all the things that are going on, just go on over there. Y'all have a good one. Bye, y'all.